and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is Deandra Cartwright, and I am delighted that you've decided to join me today on this 1 hour of pure positivity on the airwaves. If you're tuning in for the first time, the Happy Hour is an opportunity to showcase individuals and groups that are doing amazing things in our Bahamian community, both here in New Providence and throughout the country on the islands, because we do like to hear what's going on the family islands. Special shout out, I have to say this, y'all know. Hi, mommy. Thank you so much for tuning in. Long Island girl here. And also for those of our Bahamians who are abroad doing great things. And so I want to say thank you so much again for allowing us into your home and your car, wherever you may be, so that we can talk more about the good stuff that is happening all around us, because God knows we go through so much. But alternatively, conversely, all of the lees, there's good stuff going on. We just don't hear enough about it. So I hope that you enjoy the next hour of hearing about these good stuff. Now, we actually have guests in studio who are going to talk to us about the impact that they have on the community. They're going to tell you all about their organization, who they are, and all of the different levels of their work in the community. But before we get there, I just want to go over, as I do every week, the things that are happening in our community so that you can mark your calendars, support these different events as you can. Now, this one already happened earlier today, still happening right now. So Christchurch Cathedral was actually facilitating the Clover High School Choral Years. So they're visiting under the direction of Jay Forrest and Alex Brummel. So they're at Christchurch Cathedral right now. It's a free concert. It's a special shout out to the music department over there at the cathedral for always facilitating these sorts of events. The Bel Canto Singers, as we know, this is one of our premier singing groups. They're having their, I want to say that they call this their spring concert, but I just feel like they just have it every June. So maybe it's like the opening to summer. But anyway, they're having their annual, this part of the year, annual, because you know they do something in near to the Christmas as well. That's happening on Friday, June 19th. And that's at 6:15. So they're having their reception, and then the actual concert will start at 8 o'clock. And that's all happening at Christchurch Cathedral. So check out the Bel Canto Singers online. Their concerts are always great. I try not to miss one. What's happening today, and if you still have time, because they still have about 2 hours to go, Faith United Missionary Baptist Church, they're having their stakeout today and mini fair. So that was from 11 o'clock, lasting until 5 o'clock, and that's on Faith United Way, so that's Blue Hill Road South. So please go support if you want to have good food for a good cause. Happening on June 4th, this is Thursday, June 4th, and this is Pearls and Jazz. This is by the Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, the Eta Psi Omega chapter. This is happening at Oasis Bar and Bistro at 7 o'clock. It's $100. And as we know, the Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, they do a lot of good work with our girls in particular in the community. So this is one of their fundraising events. If you can attend, please go. And then I hope y'all know that we are about 10 days away from the Long Island Regatta. So if you ain't sorted out yourself yet, I know if there's any more flights left to go, or if you could hop on one boat from Exuma, but the one of the biggest regattas in our country is happening, and you're surely going to be there. So I'm letting y'all know now, that's that first Saturday in June. I'm not going to be on it. I'm sorry. I could be on a boat. Just so y'all know. But also happening that same weekend, because the Long Island Regatta is from the 3rd to the 6th, also happening the 4th to the 6th, is the Cat Island Reconstruction Festival. And they're going to have Veronica Bishop, Lottie, Ancient Man, Phil Stubbs, Bishop Lawrence Rowe, Lassido Boys, Yogi, Cupid, Opium Websites, and Jammin' Ramen, backed by the Rhythm Band. So, you know, I love these different festivals that we have throughout the island. So I love to actually tell you all of these things happening. Another church event that's happening today, this is Mary Fest. So this is St. Mary's, the Anglican Church. They're actually having their event today. They start at 12, they're going to go until 9. They have live band and entertainment, delicious food, games, fun for the kids, and they're going to have a raffle at the end of the evening. So you want to check them out. And that's through Virginia Street, I believe that is, so downtown. So you, if you have some time, pass out there. Now, this one right here is happening on Monday. We mentioned this last week, and I want to read this out. So if you have time, please support. Shakia Adderley is currently undergoing chemotherapy for cervical cancer. The treatment journey has brought significant medical and financial challenges. She's having a cookout fundraiser, and this is happening on the 25th of May at 12 o'clock to 6, and this is on Angley Road and Brennan Road. You can reach out. I'll put this up on the page. So if you want to get a fish dinner, pork chop dinner, chicken dinner, they'll also have drinks, pastries, and comforters on sale. And you can also directly contribute to her in her to her bank. So I'll put all of that up on the page, and every contribution counts in her fight. And we always want to support our folks when they're going through things. Happening next week, Saturday, special shout out to the Cancer Society of the Bahamas that's celebrating their 50th anniversary this year. They are having their 24th annual Cancer Ball. And this is under the theme 50 Years of Hope Egyptian Nights. This is happening at Atlantis Grand Ballroom. I think there's still maybe tickets available. It's starting at 6:30 p.m. with a cocktail reception and 8 o'clock for dinner. I can't wait to see what y'all have to wear. And it's all for a pretty good cause. Shout out especially to the Cancer Society because I won one prize last year. And I have a lovely staycation coming up on the weekend. I need a break. So thank you all again for, you know, I win that prize. I like that very much so. Advance notice for Art Heals, a mental health awareness event at the NAGB, that is the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, is happening on the 2nd of August. Yes, I'm giving you advance notice because I want you to mark your calendars. So they're going to have local singers, songwriters, a Zumba dance showcase, live painting, there's going to be a raffle, spoken word, guest performances, and lots of featured artists. So that's on August 2nd from 4 to 8. And they're also going to be talking about what is art therapy. There's a lot of art therapy events happening. I know when ICE was having their recent series, I was reading that all off to you all. So you want to make sure, check that out. Kiwanis Clubs of the Bahamas, Division 22, is also having their Family Fun Day. That's happening also today. A lot of fundraisers happening today. Part proceeds are in aid of the Roy Davis Kiwanis Center Building Fund. This is all happening at the Roy Davis Kiwanis Center site. That's on Dolphin Drive. And you can get your meal. That's either pork or half a chicken with baked potato, corn, and roll. Donation of $20. So they're there until 6. They're also going to have music and entertainment, games and activities, fun for the children, as well as more delicious food. Let me just make sure I'm not missing anything else. The Bahamas National Trust is having their Spring in Motion event. This is happening next week, Saturday at 8 a.m. right there at the Retreat Gardens on Village Road. They're going to have fitness sessions from 8 to 9, starting off with a morning reset yoga with LaToya Anderson. 10 o'clock, they're going to have Zumba with Move with Myra, my good Anago Queen of the South. You're also going to have 12 to 1:30. That's line dancing. And again, the admission is $25 for members, non-members $35. There's going to be a kids corner that's for free for members and non-members for $5. They're also having giveaways, prizes, food and drinks on sale, facials, henna, and massages. You can also catch spin classes for $30. And these are paid session by Spin Drip Studios, 9 to 10, and then again from 11 to 12. So you'll have to register separately for that. I believe that's all of the events that I have. Oh, I got to put the shout out. It's happening in July. Y'all know that we have nuns. We still have nuns. They still exist. They're right on Nassau Street. They have an annual event every year. Their stakeout. It's happening on the 4th of July. Again, right there on the monastery's grounds on Nassau Street from 12 to 6. And this is in aid of the retired sisters. They use this to try and, you know, help offset the cost of life. So if you want, and listen, the food is be great. They bring in all the Catholic men's them and they be grilling all day. So you can get steak, chicken, fish. They're all going to have it there. And you can get your tickets from the nuns and or you can get them from the Catholic churches. Just want to make sure. I think I got everything that I know that's happening so far. And again, if you have any events that are happening, send them to me so that I can put them on the page and then read them out loud here. Now we get to the fitness events. Yes, I also do fitness events because, you know, there's certain things that are happening on the island. Y'all say we ain't got nothing to do. We got lots to do. I just want to make sure y'all all know. So the Jeannie Dean Caring Support Group, they're having their annual Hope Walk. And this is happening on the 13th of June. So we're roughly 3 weeks away from that. So you want to visit gdcancersupportgroup.com/hope-walk. We're going to have Dekesa Dean on the show to talk a little bit more about what the Cancer Support Group does and, well, what your support goes to. Outside of that, shout out to the Public Hospitals Authority that had their walkathon this morning in Health Fair in commemoration of World Family Doctor Day. So that happened at Grace Church, Grace Community Church this morning, I think. And then I'm not going to say the one that I've been saying for a couple of weeks because the people come on the show to talk about it, but I can say it anyway. They can repeat it. The Zonta Club of Nassau is having their third annual We Are a Family 5K Fun Run Walk and Push. This is happening on Saturday, the 30th of May, starting at 6 a.m. on the Montague foreshore to Armstrong Street and back to Montague. And again, the registration is $35 for adults, and this includes a t-shirt and a bag. For groups of 10 or more, $25 per person, so you're saving $10 if you have a group of 10 or more. Children under 13 years is $10. Oh my goodness, my children, they don't get old. Now I got to pay adult prices for them. They tell me I got to call them young adults. In my head, they still churn. You know, I don't care. Anyway, so the first 100 finishes will receive medals. Then you're going to have health screenings and wellness sessions. Again, this is next week, Saturday. It goes for a great cause, but like I say, I got people in the studio so they can tell you all what they do with the money, okay? It's a fundraiser, so they could tell you all. I ain't got to tell you all. Now, I got to say that the Zumba Palooza is also happening next week, Saturday in the evening. So if y'all like to dance and shake up, they're having a twerk session as well. But it's going to be a bunch of Zumba professionals there, and that's happening at Courtyard Marriott. We had them on the show a while back. Check the past posts, and you can get all of the details. Go and shake yourself up and have a good time. I can't do it because I got to go and dress up for that ball that they have in. So I don't know if I could twerk with straight hair. I don't know. Is it possible? Maybe it is. I ain't sure. And then forward speaking, on the 20th of June, that's the Beach Run 4 by Four Seasons Race Management. Carnival Fet. So we could be right on the beach in bikinis. Not me, but somebody will be. So that's happening at 6 a.m. right there at Goodman's Bay. And you can register online so you can check out the details on Four Seasons Race Management. I think that's all that we have for fitness. And I know that we're supposed to be continuing our mental wellness series. But if we have some time, once we're done with our guests, then we will be sure to go through all of that. But I don't like to keep our folks waiting too long because they may get scared. You know, I know. Well, one of these ones inside here, I can't say too loud, but she's a soldier. I know she's be doing a lot in the community. But joining me in studio right now, we have representatives from the Zonta Club of Nassau. And they're going to be talking to us about all of the activities that they do within society, including with their Golden Z Club. They're going to tell us what in the world is a Zonta Club, what is their Zonta Club, what is a Golden Z Club. And I believe that they actually have, from what they tell me, some youth direct programming that helps our kids, as well as a fundraiser, like I said, that they have coming up. So I want to say a special welcome to the both of you for coming on to the Happy Hour. And please tell the folks, who are you?
Good afternoon, Bahamas. It's a pleasure to be here once again with Deandra at the Happy Hour. We're from the Zonta Club of Nassau. It is a part of Zonta International. Zonta International was started over 100 years ago in 1919 by a group of women who wanted to make a difference.
100 years ago?
Over 100 years ago, believe it or not. So they saw the need to make a difference in the community. So they, amongst themselves, they started Zonta. So our club, the Zonta Club of Nassau, was chartered in October 1982 by Charter President Judy Monroe and Charter Vice President Velma Curling Thompson. Such a group of trailblazers making a difference.
Listen, I got to give a special shout out. Would you say Velma's title was again?
She was a Charter VP.
Okay. Hi, Charter VP Velma. That's a good Long Island woman right there.
Oh, yeah. She keeps us ticking and makes sure we do our job well.
Oh, wow.
And keep us accountable and represent Zonta. So our mission is to build a better world for women and girls. And how do we do that? Through service, advocacy, and education and awareness. Trying to make a difference in our communities.
You said some very impactful words right there. Now repeat those four, I think it was, and tell us what does that mean to Zonta?
When you talk about service, you think about making a difference in your community. We don't just do it one time during the year, but throughout the year. For instance, you know, everyone knows about, some persons may not know, believe it or not, but we have our junior clubs. I'll start with that first, because that's our major service project. We have our junior clubs in a high school, junior high school, and at the University of the Bahamas, which is the Golden Z Club.
Ah.
So we grew in 2024, and we added four additional clubs. At first, it was St. John's College, Z Club.
Shout out to the Anglican school system.
Oh, yes. Then we added Aquinas.
Shout out to the Catholic school system in my alma mater. I love this. It keeps getting better.
And my dear Zontian sister who's next to me, Zonti Charisma, is like, we need to do something for our junior high schools.
Oh, yes.
And so, for the first time in our history in the Bahamas, we included the junior high schools.
Okay.
So it was A.F. Adderley.
All right,
and then our next Zontian, Camille Lady Barnett, she had a few Golden Z Club members who were at the D.W. Davis High School. They said, we want to be included too.
Okay, okay. Shout out to both of those schools.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So we had to add the junior high schools in that number.
Oh, wow.
And then we also included Anatole Rogers High School and Queens College.
Y'all are busy.
Very, very busy. So that alone is a service project within itself.
Okay, so that's service, and that's only one part of the service.
Oh, yes, only one part.
Three other pillar. Like, okay, walk us through it. Yes, continue.
Yes. So throughout the year, of course, we have our partners we work along with. We have our back-to-school drive, which we have every year. And those proceeds assist primarily the AIDS Foundation of the Bahamas and the PACE Foundation of the Bahamas, who you see are doing a big difference in the community.
Yes.
And we're going to also, just tie this to, we're also going to be partnering with the AIDS Foundation at our Fun Run Walk event to raise more awareness about HIV.
Nice.
Which, you know, is on the increase. So also, we also work along with the Salvation Army with bell ringing. We also give back to the Princess Rogers Home during Thanksgiving time.
Right.
And then we also assist with the PACE Foundation throughout the year. We have speakers go and assist in speaking to encourage our young women.
Yes.
Hope is not lost. We make mistakes, but guess what? You can make a difference, and you can help those persons along the way too and bring encouragement to others.
Listen, you're speaking to somebody right now, right? That's encouragement. I like that. Yeah. Okay.
So don't forget where you come from. Remember those who may be going through the same thing you went through, and let them know that they can do well and make a difference in their communities as well.
Powerful. And then that's just service. Oh my gosh. So where do you find time to do all these things? Sorry, before I start asking that, continue with the next three. I'm sorry.
Sacrifice. It's all about sacrifice. I tell people, when you join nonprofit organizations who are in the community, you have to know your why. Because why? Sometimes it can be frustrating, tiring, because you don't just work with the community. You work with your office, you have your family life, you have other things you're involved with, and so you have to prioritize and know what matters to you.
Yes.
And definitely we want to see a better Bahamas, me
of
personally
course.
As well, because we neglect those things would need to be improved and strengthened, then we're going to be affected when we become older, for instance. That's why we sort of need to improve and grow our youth clubs. Because we look at our young people, persons are like, oh, don't forget about them. You know, that's a lost cause. But guess what? We're getting older. Those same young persons in the school will be looking out for us.
Yes.
So we need to encourage them. We need to mentor them and show they're on the right path so they can make a difference and be the next leaders of the Bahamas.
Exactly.
So in addition to that, advocacy, you know that big one.
Oh,
the big one.
Yes.
I the feel 16 like, days of activism.
How could we, I don't think there's anybody in this country, really, especially here on New Providence, that could not know that there are assumptions behind the 16 days of activism. Y'all to see the orange. Like, the orange comes out in full effect in November.
Oh,
but
yes,
please tell us more about advocacy.
Oh, yes. So during the 16 days of activism, which is from November 25th to December 10th, we come out to raise more awareness about gender-based violence. You know, we partner with our sister club, Zonta Club New Providence, and Zontians all across the world. They speak out and say no to violence. So people just think it's just physical violence, but no, you have mental abuse, you have physical abuse, you have financial abuse.
Yes.
So trust me. And then my dear sister, DeAndre, spoke about mental health. That's a key area as well. So we have to make sure, you know, encourage those persons maybe going through and let them know that there's help. So we appreciate organizations such as the Crisis Center,
yes,
who give support to those who are in need, and they are always available 24 hours for those persons who need someone to speak with to help them through their situation. Mm-hmm. But yes, the 16 days, that's a busy, busy, busy time for Zontians. Zontian Christmas is also part of that committee. They work tirelessly.
Oh, wow.
And so we saw the need not just to assist our women and men, but our children.
It's important.
So we tied in the poster competition.
Mm-hmm. There was a TikTok something, right?
And a TikTok competition for our youth.
I remember the things.
For our youth. And trust me, it was amazing when I spoke to persons in the community, the impact it has made.
Really?
One particular gentleman we met when we went to Best of the Best,
right,
to handle literature.
Oh, yes. For those of you listening, Best of the Best is one of the regattas that happens here. It's races on the oceans. Shout out to the new Legend crew. Yes, a class. There you go. Everybody else, I still love y'all, but y'all know I was a Legend girl. I'm sorry.
Yes. So when we were distributing our pamphlets at the Best of the Best, the gentleman say, oh, you're from Zonta. So this young student came running up to me and say, hey, you need to like my photo on Facebook so I can win. So I'm like, wow, this is going on, it's spreading.
Yes.
So the children were engaged. They enjoyed it. I mean, even the parents.
Oh, there you go.
And what was so amazing, right? Mm-hmm. You know, some persons may not be articulate. They may not be academic, but they're very talented.
Yes.
With their hands.
Yes.
So we met this uncle. Oh, my gosh. You might as well call him Dad Uncle.
Okay, Dad Uncle.
He was bragging on his niece.
Aww.
He said, we appreciate you for having this competition so my niece can participate and express herself through art. And guess what? She won.
I want to clap. If y'all can see me in the studio, hi, I'm clapping. Yay. That is so sweet.
And so it touched all of us. So on Christmas Day, it touched all of us and it warmed our heart. It's like, you know what? This is why we do what we do.
Exactly.
And we added another notch to it. And we thank the Ministry of Education. Mm-hmm. It was under the leadership of Glennis Hannah Martin. They allowed us and afforded us the opportunity to have our posters displayed in their foyer.
Oh, that would have been beautiful.
So persons could have seen the talent of our students.
Nice.
So we appreciated that so much.
Awesome.
And so definitely the parents, the students, they responded and they showed how they expressed themselves through art.
Very nice.
With violence meant to them and a healthy relationship.
Ah, there you go. Through their eyes.
Yes,
but
through their eyes.
These very important parts of life mean.
So, Justin, that's just 16 years of activism.
I would almost feel tired now. Like, where y'all is finding time? Sorry. That's advocacy. That's activism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There were two others.
And the education and awareness. So they kind of work hand in hand.
Okay. So twins. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, definitely with the advocacy comes awareness.
Of course.
Where we educate the public as well, talking about the violence, talking about the different types, because persons sometimes don't realize they're going through.
Yeah, they don't.
Someone didn't touch you didn't mean that they're not affecting you you know, in any way. For instance, someone may hold funds against you. You may not have a job, you know, relationship. You feel helpless, no one to help you, and they're using that to advantage to hold you hostage.
Right.
They're affecting you as well in that regard with gender-based violence.
Yes.
So it's so many things you have to do to educate the persons and make them aware of what's happening.
Exactly. Now, that sounds like y'all are pretty much active in so many different spaces. It's not just the adults. It's the children. It's not just women. It's the men. It's the girls. It's the boys. It's a very comprehensive strategy that y'all have to achieve your goals and objectives.
Yes.
Now, this is... Now, I feel like you could answer my question. Where do you find the energy?
Goes back to what I said, the why.
Because I was like, it don't sound like y'all have any days off.
You have that passion.
Okay.
And I find, especially now, a lot of persons have lost that passion and zeal. And you can see it and feel it.
I could agree.
Someone loves what they do, guess what? They can be the most tired person. You say, oh, I need assistance. I need help with this project or with this organization. They jump up. There's no way. Just saw you the other day at the Red Cross. We work closely to Red Cross as well with our White Elephant stall.
Yes.
We see what they're doing and we believe and we assist with whatever way we can because we see how they feed the persons, they clothe persons who are in need.
Every single day they're down there feeding people and they're making sure to get to their homes if they cannot move.
And so we see the need to assist them any way we can. So that's like our sister group. We work with them as well.
See, and that I think you are making a very important distinction right there with the viability and the need for partnerships.
Yes, that's
because
key.
In order to widen your impact, to amplify your presence, working with others in the community to achieve the same goal and yes. similar goals is incredibly important.
So, yes.
Now I know we have another Zonshin inside studio, and she's sitting there nice and pretty, and we already started talking about how she going to start one of the junior clubs mm-hmm. at her school. And I know, sorry, I don't know if I can say it on that, but I can say I could behave. I know this lady for a long, long time.
Yes,
she's
yes.
still looking young. I know what I know what the secret is.
That's right.
Children.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But she can tell us a little bit more about what she does. Yes. We heard that you were active with the 16 days of activism, but you're also giving back to the students in your junior club. And then I don't know if I could say. Can I tell the people what you do for a living too? Because I try to figure out where you getting the energy from.
It's a long list. If we were to start listing, it would be a very extensive list. But mm-hmm. again, as President Michelle said, the passion, mm-hmm. it drives you to do what you do. Mm-hmm. So for our listeners and those who might be watching later, my name is Charisma Monroe. I am a family and consumer science educator at the great A.F. Adderley Junior High School, home of the Tigers.
Woo!
I am also a member of the advocacy committee for the Zonta Club of Nassau.
Uh-huh.
And I am proud to say that I am the charter advisor
for
the 1060 A.F. Adderley Z Club,
okay, chartered
in November of 2024.
Period.
Listen, I think that's the prettiest feather in my hat.
There you go.
And that's in my teaching career. Yeah, a couple of feathers there, but I think that's the peacock feather in my hat.
There you go. Standing proud and tall.
Listen, I am so proud of my Z Clubbers.
Ah.
When we started, of course, as with a lot of initiatives, it starts off a little rocky with small numbers until you get persons to understand the why, the mission, what it is that we are trying to achieve. But I can tell you, shout out to my president, my current president, Raymond Chatry. I know when he watches this, if he's not listening or watching right now, all his back teeth showing. Because I can tell you, ain't nobody more proud of 1060 Z Clubbers other than me than Raymond. He is, and realize I'm saying he.
Yes,
so
I heard that.
So we know that the Zonta Club is primarily a club for women and girls.
Right, right.
But we understand that if we are to make a dent in gender-based violence in this country against women and children,
right,
we kind of sort of got to talk to the people who kind of sort of most times, not all times, are on the giving side or the perpetrating side of these acts, the men and the boys.
Right.
We want them to be included in our club so that we can have them a part of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
The conversation that reminds them that a male, a man, a boy, is a protector, is a provider, is a friend, is a partner.
Right.
So we don't want to have this all-female organization saying, oh, men need to stop this and this needs to stop happening to females when they're on the outside of the room. We want to invite them in the room, and we have done that.
Mm-hmm.
I am so proud. Again, you're probably going to hear me say that multiple times during this show because I'm really, really elated about what we were able to accomplish at the AF Adderley Z Club. And, I mean, it's only up from here.
Yes.
There you go.
It is only up from here. When we talk about 16 days of activism, I remember our charter year when we had the incident with Adria Moxie.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I don't think there's anybody in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas that did not know about that incident and did not understand the real impact that had. And so the conversations in our club meetings were heart-wrenching at certain points. Enlightening at other times, it was just a remarkable experience because that gave us the opportunity to speak about so many things. Mm-hmm. That gave me the opportunity to say, okay, so when I, as your teacher, mm-hmm. say to you, time to come out the schoolyard and go home before dark fall. Mm-hmm. Or when I, as the teacher, say, don't walk by yourself. Mm-hmm. Or when another adult gives you some advice along those lines, you can now understand mm-hmm. why we are saying these things. This is not a figment of our imagination. Mm-hmm. We're not really trying to scare you straight. We're trying to protect you. Right. And so we're not really harping on the incident, but we're using it as a learning experience. We are deeply saddened mm-hmm. that such a heinous crime could have been committed against such a precious gem.
Right.
We stuck a pin there and we used it as a what we call a teachable moment. Mm-hmm. And so I looked at my Z Clubbers face and at that point I saw the light bulb go off. Okay. We understand. Mm-hmm. And again, during 16 days of activism, we also had some of our art students mm-hmm. participate in the poster competition. Woot woot again. Mm-hmm. Shout out to our art head of department, Miss Lillian. Thank you for your support.
Okay.
Oh, listen, and I can't leave out the parents, as President Michelle said as well, because yes, the students would have been the ones that put pen and charcoal and pencil and markers and all those different medium on paper. But we know mm-hmm. how the thing really go.
Yes.
You
yes.
need that art teacher.
You need that guy.
To mm-hmm. say, now listen, mm-hmm. remember what I teach you in art class? You shade like this and you do that to get yeah. what you want. Yeah. And then you have that mummy. Okay, yeah, I know you won't go on TikTok right now, but I can need you to put 30 more minutes into this poster.
Yeah.
So shout out to those parents. Shout out to those art teachers. I got to meet so many phenomenal art mm-hmm. teachers
ah.
during my canvassing of the schools, I would say, trying to get as many entries mm-hmm. in as possible. The Catholic schools, the Anglican schools, the public schools. They were just simply phenomenal. The Family Island schools.
Shout out to my Family Island.
Bahama schools.
All they, right.
Listen, we covered all bases. And next 16 days of activism, we are looking out for more poster competition yes. okay. entries, especially from the Family Island schools.
Yeah,
so those students, those teachers, those parents, you're listening in, keep your eye on the Zonta Club of Nassau Facebook page. And on our TikTok handle, listen, y'all need to get involved because we just give out tings. And we know in 2026, everybody like tings. So we looking forward to seeing those entries.
I love how she's saying tings.
Oh, yeah.
Tings.
Tings. That's excited.
Tings. You want to see somebody smile?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Say tings.
Yeah, listen, tings for free.
And tings could be a pen mm-hmm. or tings could be $100.
That's
but
it.
A tings. As long as you say you giving out tens,
uh-huh.
we there.
Listen, I want you to believe. Like I always tell people, don't mind me being all proper and whatnot. Your Bahamian cultural rights is for you to like tings. And we like free tings.
Now, let me just say, that's the difference between being tingsy and liking
tingsy.
Tings.
I say tingsy.
Right? I'm talking to the listeners and the
yeah,
watchers.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, break it down.
Let's
get
clarified.
Break it down.
All right.
Being tingsy. No,
no, see, there you go.
But we like tings.
Yes.
Right,
uh-huh.
right.
Mm-hmm. Particularly free tings.
See, that's what I say. It's the free tings right there. I remember I used to tell people, I was like, they'd feel some type of way about toting at certain events or whatever. Like that, I say, listen, that's your culture, right? If you don't tote, you ain't behaving. Like, you got to understand how this thing go. Like, some people just travel, put the top away, and they go, if you see the napkin right there, look at the cup, let's go.
I don't even know why you're trying to be bougie, but Tupperware. Furl.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
And it's a blog bag.
No, no, I'm saying some people who got this science, they travel
yeah.
with
hey?
The top of
but top of the conscience, though.
Uh-huh.
At least that the people get something first, man.
Yeah,
let them put something in their belly first.
See, there you go.
But sometimes they take up their plate, they total.
Listen,
no, listen, have a heart. I
see that. Just wait till everybody gets something first.
See, that's what it is, right? When you like to ting.
Yes.
Yeah.
So again, I say there's so much mm-hmm. that's happening. At 1060 AM,
oh, yes.
at least
oh, yes. listen, I want y'all to believe, right? And this mm-hmm. is why I love having the show. I adore having the show because with so much going on in our community, to hear you speak so positively, mm-hmm. so enthusiastically, so energetically about your children, your mm-hmm. students, your young adults, mm-hmm. and in a public school, y'all hear how this sounds, so know that these are good churn. And again, y'all know, I always tell you all this. Our children just need to know that there's someone who believes in them. Yes. They don't need an entire audience, you know. Mm-hmm. They just need to know there's one person who believes in them. You pour into these children. You, one person, could be the difference in the life of that child and the trajectory that they go in. So the fact that you, your club, your representatives are pouring into these children, these young adults, on a regular basis, that they know that that is a safe space for them. You are not making an impact not only in the present, but in the future, and also ripple effect, because now these young adults get to go to their friends and be like, yeah, you know, I be inside my Z club, you know, and this is what I be doing. You need to come.
That's right.
You need to join. You need to come to us. Like, we just have fun.
And opportunities.
That's what I'm saying.
And it happens. Every single meeting, there's somebody new.
See,
to our community service events, which I'll talk about in a few. Yeah. There's always a new face in the meeting because I know we say bad news spreads,
right?
Good news spreads.
Yes, it
too.
Does.
And I get very excited when the good news is spreading. And I'm going to chime into what you said about the government. We don't, them other people that say public. The government school. Too much bad is being said about the government school children and the government school teachers.
Right.
So this is a government school teacher, a good government, good, decent school teacher.
A couple of awards.
Shouting out all my good, decent government school children, especially the ones in Tiger Country. AF Athlete.
I have to shout out Anatole, though. We got to shout out T.W. Davis.
There you go.
I have to shout out Anatole.
There you go.
Because they're doing their part.
Yes.
They are involved in their school communities and the greater community.
Like you said, DeAndra, you know, we have to be intentional with our words.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We have to be intentional with our actions.
Mm-hmm.
We
mm-hmm.
have to be intentional even with our thoughts.
Yeah.
Because
your thoughts become...
Yeah,
your actions. And these children could pick out a faker.
They could pick out a faker.
Don't be flaming around them because they ain't going to be on your run.
No, listen.
But we have to, as adults, seriously, if we want to continue to hold our head up high in this Commonwealth of the Bahamas and in this world and say, I am a citizen of this country, I am a global citizen, man, listen, we have to put our feet down and we have to take responsibility for how we are treating and how we are leading, how we are nurturing our young people. So much out there on the news, but what wrong happening, man? So I appreciate this show, this platform, this opportunity to highlight the positivity.
Yes.
And they might not understand it or appreciate it now in the moment. Give them a couple years. Boy, I remember President Michelle did say this to me, or she said that to me, and, you know, I made this decision because I remember what she said. I'll give you a perfect example. It's another highlight. We, as the 1060 AFIDC Club, for the first time ever, made a courtesy call on the Governor General.
Big things.
Listen, big things are going.
Big things.
Listen, and I mean... I really, really wish that session was recorded because, man, listen, Mother Pratt hit every nail on the head. I could not have written a more succinct message for my Z Club. But she talked about how she, as a former teacher, empowered her students. Those who might have been poverty-stricken, look at them now. They call up and they... tell them, tell her where they are, how much millions of dollars they making and how much rooms in their house and things. But that's the same little boy who used to live through the grove, who had to go to the pump to get water. And, you know, and the list goes on. And we've seen this replicated in our classrooms even today.
Yeah.
But she said, it's important for you to understand that where you are now and where you got to stay.
No.
There you go.
First of all. Second of all, your attitude now determines where you going. Because you could either stay stuck there, go lower, or go higher. Now, how do you get higher? Have a positive attitude, because there are persons out there, mm-hmm. like us mm-hmm. and others, who are seeking to mentor, seeking to uplift. But if your attitude's sour, mm-mm. sweet girl, sweet boy, mm-mm. ain't nobody on your run. Because mm-hmm. mama taught me manners and respect carry you around the world. Right. I ain't got to have a dime in my wallet.
Opportunities.
Listen to me. So listen, DeAndre, there's so much. We had opportunities for the Z Clubbers to observe International Women's Day, and we pull it all the way to the month. They were able to meet the first female commissioner of police in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
Shout out yes. to Shantanoz.
Miss Shantanoz, listen, again, I'm going to call Raymond. Raymond, all his back teeth was showing because he said, Miss Money, you must see how to peek at my dream board, because this is one of the things that I had on my dream board, which is something that we did last year. I encouraged them. Write a vision, make a plan. What do you want to do?
She's going Habakkuk inside.
Oh, yes. Listen, yes, we had a dream board party. And Raymond, he focused on that more than any other Z Clubber last year. Mm. And so he did a new one this school year.
There you go.
And so apparently on his dream board this year, one of the things was to meet the commissioner of police. He done scratched that off. I say, keep going.
And
every few weeks he would come and say, Ms. Monroe, something else come off my dream board. Mm-hmm. I accomplished this and I accomplished that. So in Z Club, we encourage them to push forward to achieve your goals.
Yes.
Whether it's a short-term goal or a long-term goal, a big one or a small one, mm-hmm. push, because anything you work towards, you can achieve. So International Women's Month, we did the church service. We also, that's when we did the courtesy call on the Governor General. Mm-hmm. We also invited Dr. Rubianne Cooper-Darling.
I know that was coming.
To
I know
one of coming. Our meetings. She came in our space. I loved it.
Listen, I know Raymond. I don't know Raymond. I know Raymond was excited.
Oh, yes. Listen, I held that one until the day before she was coming, and I told him. And he was like, for real? He was excited. But that was a phenomenal experience because, again, we're tying now into a little bit of politics.
Right, right.
Election was coming mm-hmm. up.
Yes. Right.
Here it is. We are bringing to you the first female to register to vote in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And I said to them, I am a registered voter in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas as a female. Before she did it, if I was around, I could not have done it. Women could not have done it. Mm-hmm. So let's not take for granted mm-hmm. the pleasures that we enjoy today, because people had to fight. Mm-hmm. Blood, sweat, and tears. Mm-hmm. Some people lost their lives fighting for some of the pleasures that we enjoy today.
Yeah.
So again, phenomenal experience with Dr. Cooper-Darling in our presence. And I mean, she encouraged them. She shared her life story and mm-hmm. all of that. So I could talk on and on and on.
I was just going to say, it's like y'all be pouring into these young adults, and I hope that the ladies and gentlemen, the boys and girls, that mm-hmm. all of you know who listen, and y'all can hear about the mm-hmm. impact of the Zonta Club of Nassau and what they are doing in the community, in the schools. Like, it's fantastic. Now, time flies when we're having fun. So we have about 15 more minutes, 12 actually.
Just before you go, DeAndre, I need to shout out Matthew, what Machu last name is? Kemp. Machu Kemp. From J. Cole.
Oh, yes, my former Corbis president. Listen,
Corbis this.
See, I want y'all to know that I tell y'all I know this woman long time.
Long time.
We've been a student government. We've been doing some things.
And listen, it's important to treat good people good. Mm-hmm. Because if I had to treat Machu bad from Corbis COBDs, when I come to Machu begging, Machu would tell me get out of his face. But Matthew, I was at R.M. Bailey, actually, when I was the facilitator for the Bahama Host Program.
Right.
I approached Matthew. I say, Matthew, tings, the children like tings. I need them to be at the Bahama Host sessions after school. But I need to feed them. If I feed them, I sure they come in. Right. Matthew said, no problem. He met that need. That's Bahama Host, R.M. Bailey days.
Yes.
When I chartered the club at A.F. Adley, I'm sorry, right? But I come in to beg again. The children, I need them to come. Like, get them a little something. So every single mm-hmm. meeting,
yeah.
J. Cole through Machu Camp supplies refreshments for our Z Clubbers.
Thank you, Matthew, thank you. For yes. all that you do. Yes. Listen, again, we go back to one of our initial points, partnerships.
Yes.
Partnerships make a lot of the community work happen. And so you don't downplay the small thing that you think you can do. Listen, your case of ship could help some churn, you
yes.
know?
That's
so
right.
it really does. Don't. It's always a way to get involved, to support. Even if you can't pour in your hours of time, you could contribute funds, you can give a donation. And I know the Zonta Club of Nassau will be willing to accept whatever it is that y'all may be able to help with. But one of the ways mm-hmm. that y'all are going to be able to help them, they're having a major fundraiser
yes.
this coming Saturday. And I had mentioned it in our fitness events. They're having a fun run, walk, and push. I don't know what y'all would be pushing.
The wheelchair, the babies,
all the families involved. No one is missed out.
Yeah.
No
okay,
one.
Okay,
everyone.
Okay. So tell me a little bit more. Tell me a little bit more about this event that's happening on Saturday coming.
Okay, so our family 5K fun walk and push event is our third annual event this year. That's going to take place on May 30th at the Montague Foreshore.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to take it up a bit of a notch this year. We're going to have Zumba. For
all
the cool
right.
down period.
All
dancing
right.
with D. Single,
okay.
single, double.
That's
so
it.
Guess when you
okay.
finish your running and you're walking, you could come in and you could cool down mm-hmm. and enjoy yourself.
Oh, there you go.
So
you're gonna dancing on the
in.
Beach, y'all hear that?
You hear that? So you gotta come on down. We're taking it up a notch for you. And guess what? You want people to rep their schools. So okay. you're pushing our students to be more involved this year.
Okay.
And we want them to rep their school. You're not gonna just get a trophy. Guess mm-hmm. what? You're getting cash.
Insane.
Cash prize.
Bring
so guess
up.
What? Whether you're a student, your faculty, staff, alumni, teacher,
mm-hmm.
rep your school. For guess what? For you to get that prize, you have to register.
Okay.
So you
okay.
have to register
mm-hmm.
and come on with your school shirt.
Okay. Okay.
So I'm a big red. So if you're big red, come in your red or wear your sock shirt.
I hold my tongue. No comment.
Sorry.
No comment.
I love my sock. I love my big red. So if you're from Anatole, wear your blue. My AF Valley Tigers.
We'll be there.
You got to wear your colors. D.W. Davis, you have to wear your colors. The Comets, you have to wear your colors. For guess what? You have to participate. You have to participate. So if you want to get that cash prize for your school, because schools always are in need of funding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this is your opportunity. And guess what? $10. $10. You get your bragging rights, get
mm-hmm.
your trophy, and you get cash.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to see you there. And the registration is $35 for individuals,
mm-hmm.
groups of 10 or more.
Mm-hmm.
It's $25. Now, our team that won last year for the largest group was Fidelity Bank.
Oh, really?
And they're coming back to
oh.
regain their title.
Oh, they say they ain't nobody taking that away from them.
Or they come in.
Yeah?
They come in. So guess what? Anybody want to compete, you got to come. You got to bring it on. You got to bring your team. Rep your team. You got to rep.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
10 or more.
Listen, they done throw the gauntlet down.
You're trying to get more prizes, too. More
prizes.
And guess what? In order to do all of this
mm-hmm.
and to do the work we do,
right.
I got to thank our sponsors.
Yeah, of course.
This would not have been possible without our sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
3 years straight, the Ministry of Social Services, Information and Broadcasting.
Yeah.
And the Department of Gender Affairs, we thank you. You have been there from the beginning. Our patron sponsor. And of course, third consecutive year again, Securities Commission of the Bahamas.
Doing great things.
Oh, yes. And Sun Oil Limited.
Okay.
We appreciate you for being with us from the beginning.
Nice.
We thank you and appreciate you. We also have on board CG Atlantic.
Okay.
We have LEAD. That's Learn, Equip, Activate, Dominate, Karate. We have First Choice Limo Services.
Okay.
We have Dairy Queen.
All right.
We have Aqua Pure,
uh-huh.
and we have Super Value. We thank all of you for your support, because this would not have been possible without your donations and your assistance in making this possible. We're going to also have persons from various wholesale groups
okay.
who are going to come out and give their support as well for our patrons. For the event.
That's be part of my favorite, like one of my favorite parts of the afterwards.
Get
so I could go around, I could make
it
read, I could get my insurance.
That's we get a thank our sponsors.
To
get energized you after that workout.
Yeah, listen, because sometimes I just run, sometimes I just walk. Maybe somebody could push me this time around. I ain't too sure.
That's why you take a push.
I can find a wagon.
And if they're going to come, let's go.
Yeah, there you go.
Push you forward.
There you go.
So our first 100 participants, you get your participant medal. So if you're late, you know, Bohemians, old Bohemians, my Bohemian people. So you let's say change.
You say start at 6.
6 o'clock.
But we should be there from what time?
I would say if you get it for 5:30 at least.
Nice. Cash one good parking space.
Because guess what? Some of y'all might not have registered. Now, see, we have, you can register on the link on Zonda Club of Nassau Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Or you can call us at 807-3021 or email us at zontaclubofnassau@hotmail.com. Because, you know, we last minute. Mm-hmm. We want you to start on time. So if you know you don't register, please be there by 5:15, I say, because you don't know who else. Forget. Mm-hmm. So please put it on time so you can win your prize. And you can rep your team, rep your group, and win.
That's right.
We get things for everybody. And guess what? Even if you don't win that first or third, second or third place medal, guess what? Uh-huh. We have things. We have giveaways.
Oh, they got
we have
giveaways?
Raffles to those who participate.
Right.
So we have your bib, the copy of your bib, little end of the bib. Uh-huh, we put and we raffle those things off.
Y'all hear that? There's
and y'all get prize. So we encourage you to come out and support us. You heard the great initiatives we have.
Yes.
And the other organizations
all for
we support.
A good cause. All
so
for a good
trust
cause.
Me, your funds will be used to improve and make a better Bahamas.
You know, I wonder if I should come out to defend my little title. I think I was the first inside my age category 2 years ago.
And guess what? We want you healthy. So we'll have a nutritionist there. That's Ms. Shaneska Cambridge.
Okay.
And we also do some your checks, your health checks. So we have health and wellness checks there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you talk about mental health.
Yes.
And also we'll have someone there too who can talk about mental health as well.
Nice.
Not just a physical body. But your mental health as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to take care of the whole mom. When you come out May 30th at 6 o'clock at the Montague Foreshore for our 5K. We are a family fun run walk and push event.
I love that. That is, I can't wait. I don't know how I could do this. So
I think it's single, double. I was in my head.
No. Single, double.
That's been in my head. I told Miss T, I say I'm excited.
Now, I know, you know, everybody has heard how they can register for this fun run walk, but I have to ask the question, if folks listening wanted to donate to the Zonta Club of Nassau with all of the different things that y'all are doing, how can they reach you all to do that?
Okay, you can contact us via WhatsApp or call at 807-3021. That is 807-3021. We're also on Facebook. Our Facebook page is Zonta. That's Zonta, Zonta, Club of Nassau. Or by email, zontaclubofnassau@hotmail.com. Zonta.
There you go. See, y'all heard that. That's quick and easy for y'all to reach out to them. They are doing lots of things throughout the year. It's not concentrated at one particular point. They have ongoing activities that we have heard about the impact. Y'all ever hear about young people happy to do a vision board and just see the things happen? Like, I don't know which other groups are doing things like that. Which, like, to hear the positive impact on these young adults.
Can I say something?
Like, that's incredible.
I have another club.
Hey, there's
it's a government
club?
School, and it's a government school.
Uh-huh.
You talk about a government school.
See, now I got to remember, y'all tell me, don't say public school, say government school.
I have to rep Anatole again.
Uh-huh.
Not 25 members.
No. That's
not right. Even 35.
Uh-huh.
Over 50 members, and they
have
to turn
Anatole?
Some away. Anatole Rogers.
Mm-hmm. That's after school.
That's after school.
Wow.
So I would like to thank my advisors, my past president, Ms. Kenris Longley, and she's supported by Ms. Lockhart and Ms. Knowles at the great Anatole Rogers High School. They sacrifice to ensure that their students are involved, engaged, and they have topics that interest them.
Over 50, you say?
I don't think Aquinas is like, Aquinas as well?
Aquinas College?
Yes.
Over 50.
Oh, wow.
So in total, with our Z Clubs alone, we have over 150, probably 180 students.
Listen.
And plus we have the University of Bahamas.
You can't forget them now.
No.
I know they've been active for God knows how long.
And I was a part of them.
And so was I. So shout out to Camille, Lady Barnett. Listen,
yes.
I was excited about Zonta because of Lady Barnett.
And that shows right there the positive influence that Zonta are having on our young folks, like honestly.
Yes.
And she sowed that seed in you then. And look at you now leading in the high schools, in a junior high school that never had one of these clubs before.
No.
Like, that's incredible. Like, you know, I think it's important for us as a society to realize and accept that if we want to change our present, if we want to change what's happening, we have to start sowing seeds of change, of positive change. And you can't say you don't know how, because there are so many persons and so many groups that are trying to do that right now. Just join one of them, support one of them, contribute where you can. The work is happening. You can be a part of it. We can't sit around complaining, people. We can't keep doing that. We have to be a part of the change that we want to see. Use a paraphrasing from Gandhi. Mm-hmm. But we got to do better. And there are persons around here doing the better.
Oh, yes.
And I know we all get energy from, but y'all say it's y'all. Hey.
It's passion. That's what drives us. Yeah. Passion and seeing the transformations in the lives of the women and our students.
We have a text coming through. Say, listen to learn. Learn to listen. Your attitude determines your altitude.
Yes.
Talk that, and thank you for all that y'all are doing.
Thank you.
That's incredible. I realize that sometimes our listeners, when they're truly, we don't get much calls on this show because they're listening, they're absorbing and whatnot. And if I don't do this often enough, then I get calls and they'd be like, what's going on? Where do people step into positivity?
People are doing great work out there. Trust me. They're on the ground.
So I just want to say thank you both for coming on to the show. Thank you for all that you're doing in the community with our young folks, with our older folks, with our men, our boys, our women and our girls. Like, we need this happening. The issues that you are combating don't go away overnight. No. Y'all are fighting generational issues. Yeah. And I'm hoping that we get more support as you continue to grow. And I'm happy to host you at any time.
Just let us know.
On the happy hour.
And we'll be here. We'll bring more of our family.
Yes. Listen. I want to have Raymond on the show.
Yes. It'll be a pleasure.
Yes.
Listen, I think we can make that into a series where we bring on your young people.
Just let us know.
From each one of the groups so we could hear about the impact of the Zonta clubs and their Golden Z clubs on them. Because, again, we could talk about the youngins, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But hearing from them
is
even more powerful because they can tell us about the importance of the impact and what that really means.
Yes.
So we'll plan that for sure. You'll be right here.
Oh, yes.
And if you had one more thing to say to people who were listening, what would that be?
Just a point of thing, stick a pin in what you said. It's not about money all the time, but it's about making a difference, whether it be through service, whether it be through your time, which is precious, do your part. Some people complain. Instead of complaining, be the agent of change.
There you go.
Absolutely. That was exactly what I was about to say. There is a need. Please. Find some time. You don't have to have all the time that President Michelle and I have. You just need a little bit of time to dedicate, and you don't need a group necessarily. Mm-mm. There might be a young person in your church next door to you, a colleague's child. There are so many opportunities you have to impart knowledge and to empower. Do your part. Let's make this Commonwealth of the Bahamas the best little country in the world.
Yes.
Taking those words from a certain person.
See, listen right now. I was just going to say, y'all, pick up what she putting down. But this has been a beautiful episode of the Happy Hour. Again, thank you all so much for coming on to talk about the invaluable work of the Zonta Club of Nassau. And again, appreciate y'all coming. Continue to do great work, and looking forward to having you back here on the Happy Hour on Guardian Radio 96.9. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been your most recent episode of the Happy Hour. This is Deandra Cartwright. Thank you so much for staying tuned. We're going to upload all of these to our Facebook pages and all of our social media pages. But Yena, have a good and wonderful weekend. Have a great week, and I will talk to you next week. And have a good one.
You've been listening to Guardian Radio 96.9.